Oh, yeah. Today's the day all real preachers look forward to. Because we all know the preachers just want to let loose and bring hellfire and brimstone. Eternal punishment being cast into the eternal fire to be tormented endlessly. This is the day I break loose and join the ranks of the great American theologian Jonathan Edwards, who preaches classic sermon, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God, back in 1741. There and then he wrote, "O sinner, consider the fearful danger you are in. It is a great furnace of wrath, a wide and bottomless pit full of fire and wrath that you are held over in the hand of that God whose wrath is provoked and incensed as much against you as against many of the damned in hell. You hang by a slender thread with the flames of divine wrath flashing about it and ready every moment to singe it and burn it asunder. And you have no interest in any mediator and nothing to lay hold of, save yourself, nothing to keep up the flames of wrath, nothing of your own, nothing that you have ever done, nothing that you can do to induce God to spare you one moment." This is Lent, after all. And we want to focus on the sins and activities that keep us separate from God and threaten us with damnation. What's all this about repentance? Turn or burn, baby. This is the kind of stuff preachers live for. Bringing the hammer down on all sorts of wicked and evil behavior. Lying, drunkenness, licentiousness, immoral acts, greed, lust, laziness, hatred, envy, vanity, self-centeredness, overconfidence, idolatry. I could go on and on creating a list of sins like this. That's easy. Getting through to all of you, it's harder. So I resort to the classic exercise of preachers. Threat. It's time to start swinging the hammer of the law around. Pointing out where you all have fallen short and where God is going to mete out divine justice by sending you reprobates to hell for ignoring his commands. Truth be told, I don't know why I have waited this long. Today, I'm letting it fly. And Jesus is backing me up on this. Listen to what he says. "Those who do not believe are condemned already." Condemnation. Did you hear that? You all are going down. But I do have to wonder. This delay? Why? And we deserve it, after all. And even Jonathan Edwards mentions it. He writes, "The bow of God's wrath is bent, and the arrow made ready on the string. Injustice bends the arrow at your heart and strains the bow, and it is nothing but the mere pleasure of God and that of an angry God without any promise or obligation at all that keeps the arrow one moment from being made drunk with your blood." Why, God? Why? Why delay? Take out the blasphemers, the unrighteous, the fornicators, the slanderers. Take them all out. What are you waiting for? Did I miss something? Let me check that reading again. "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Damnation. It was there all along. All this talk about condemnation and judgment is not at all about this angry God. Instead, Jesus is saying something quite different. Ascending Jesus is not about consigning the people who do not live up to God's demands to hell. Rather, God sends his only Son so that the relationship might be restored between humanity and God, that the breach might be removed, not made irrevocably wider and deeper. The motivating force here is not God's wrath, but God's steadfast love. As such, the wait and the delay is born out of mercy, not capriciousness. God does not desire the death of sinners that they might turn to him and live. So we said on Ash Wednesday, the serpents invade the camp. God instructs Moses what to do. Build a bronze serpent and place it up high. All who are bitten can cast their gaze upon it and be healed. Sin warps and deforms our world, allowing us to think that dwelling in the dark is the right and natural place for us. God sends his Son that this broken world might cast their gaze upon Jesus and see what God desires and what God will do in order to bring that desire about. Maybe it is a Lutheran weakness. We don't focus on wrath the way others do. After all, we confess that it is the gospel, the good news through which the Holy Spirit works faith. Good news, not fear. God's love, not God's wrath. That is the key for us. What then of judgment and condemnation? The current judgment is just as God, as John wrote, the light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than light. A statement of fact. Given all that God has done for them, people would rather love darkness rather than light. Rather than fear, love, and trust God, they turn inward, chasing their own desires. And the condemnation? Those who do not believe are, as John says, condemned already. The unbelievers are here, mired in that darkness. That's their current condemnation, which is not to say that there is not some later, more severe condemnation. But they are condemned already, here, now. They suffer the condemnation now of living in this world surrounded by darkness, and they think it's okay. But those who have been grasped by the love and the mercy of this gospel are here to be signposts upon which is shown forth, like the snake upon the pole, the crucified Jesus. We continue to bear witness to Jesus' actions in taking away the sin of the world so that others might hear the good news of our merciful and loving God and be brought into the light by this gospel. So in my original desires to wreak havoc and let loose the hounds of hell, I have failed. But only because the God of the gospel of Jesus Christ has intervened, transforming my angry ranting. God is surely not angry and wrathful, but gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. That's the message we all need to hear. That's the message of repentance and turning back. That is the message of the gospel. Thanks be to God.